USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate, and I'm absolutely livid about that.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott, when talking to reporters on Friday regarding the police response to the Uvalde school shooting massacre, the governor continues with a promise to everyone who lost a loved one in Uvalde.
My expectation is that the law enforcement leaders that are leading the investigations, which includes the Texas Rangers and the FBI, they get to the bottom of every fact.
The U.S. and Taiwan are reportedly planning economic discussions despite warnings from China. Taiwan officials saying the two countries could start talking in a few weeks. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own but get worse.
The National Rifle Association is holding its national convention in Houston, just about 300 miles from Uvalde. Former President Trump speaking at the convention. At the beginning of the speech, he asked for silence as he read the names of the victims in Uvalde. He added this.
Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda.
The Biden administration is weighing plans to cancel $10,000 of student loan debt per borrower. However, White House officials warn no decision has been finalized. Biden has previously said he's willing to sign legislation canceling student loan debt. Progressives in the Democratic Party, such as AOC, wanting more than $10,000 forgiven. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Comedian and veterans advocate Jon Stewart said that the legislative push to help veterans expose burn pits has gained traction. Stewart has advocated in recent years on behalf of the 3 million plus veterans believed to have been made sick from their exposure to burn pits during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Stewart also raising awareness for the veteran suicide rate this Memorial Day weekend.
There's a very small percentage of Americans who bear the onus and brunt of America's wars. And it's a tiny percentage, and it's the veterans and their families and oftentimes their caregivers. You know, out of sight, out of mind. When it's time for war, we always have the money, man. Get the credit card out, put down that $6 trillion to go to war for 20 years, and then we try and balance the budget on the backs of veterans as they're coming home to reintegrate and assimilate and deal with all the health problems.
Massachusetts General Hospital has begun vaccinating a limited number of workers for monkeypox. All of the vaccinated workers had direct contact with a man who was at the hospital for 8 days this month and tested positive for monkeypox. This marks the first time the monkeypox vaccine has been used in the United States outside of clinical trials. NASCAR driver is preparing for the Coca-Cola 600 this Sunday at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.